This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. K through 12 teachers are getting the COVID vaccine next week. Some higher ed instructors wonder when will they? CPR's Paolo Schaltzeta reports.
Earlier this week, Governor Jared Polis said college workers won't be grouped with K through 12 teachers because remote learning is easier for college students than minors. However, plenty of professors and teaching assistants are already on campus teaching in-person classes. Julianne Scamardo teaches an in-person geology lab, which she says is too tangible to conduct online.
I'm excited that I'm able to teach this course, but I definitely understand, you know, when I come in every week, I might be around 40 or 50 students, but I don't know how many students they've been seeing that week.
In the fall, Governor Polis said college-aged people were driving record-breaking infection rates in the state and the country. I'm Paolo Schaltzeta, CPR News.
The White River National Forest in western Colorado grew by 120 acres to preserve an iconic ridgeline for public access. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Summit County started acquiring mining claims along the Continental Divide more than a decade ago with the goal of transferring them to the U.S. Forest Service. The 120 acres span between Gray's Peak and Georgia Pass. The transfer ensures permanent legal public access to the Continental Divide National Scenic Trail and preserves the high alpine tundra habitat for mountain goats, bighorn sheep, and rare vegetation. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Coming up, an LGBTQ activist talks about the repeal of New York's Walking While Trans anti-loitering law in 10 minutes here on All Things Considered. It's been almost a year since offices everywhere emptied out. Between health safety measures and convenience, a majority of employees are still working from home. But at least one Denver CEO is eager to call his workers back.
We do look forward to getting everybody back in, and I think it does make a big difference.
CPR Sarah Mulholland asks, what might office space in Denver look like after the pandemic? We'll have that story in the next hour of All Things Considered, and you can also read it at CPR.org. Mostly cloudy tonight for Denver, partly cloudy for Colorado Springs, windy for Pueblo, mostly clear for Grand Junction, chance of snow showers for Vail. This is CPR News.